At FedEx, we're making carbon capture research our priority because Earth is our priority. Our goal is to be carbon neutral by 2040. We call it Priority Earth. FedEx, where now meets next.
The Oracle Network.
Due to the mature content of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Tuning back into the Depth of Darkness, the podcast that dives deep into all things dark and wrong in this world. We're your hosts, as always. I'm Andy.
And I'm retired Major Hugh Jess. Coming at you. In your face.
Yes. Yes.
Again and again.
S. Whatever that was.
Take it like it. Take it like it.
Sniff it. Breathe in my essence. Isn't it glorious?
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. Did you miss us? I'm sure you did. Or not.
You bet.
But today we'll be diving deep into one of Hugh's favorite mythological creatures, perhaps, or is it? Whether you believe in it to be mythological or a scientific fact, which I don't know if it can be a fact yet, but we'll go with it. That creature is none other than Mothman! Woohoo! Oh, yeah! Mothman. So, it sounded like I said mothballs. Mothman. Why is that like...
Mothman.
Sounds like I'm... when I say moth.
It sounds like you got a mouthful of something.
I got a mouthful of mothballs. Ew.
Yeah.
That sounds...
I'm sure that's what it is.
That sounds nasty. All right, so First, I'm going to go over and give you guys a little briefer of what what Mothman is, if I can say his name right. Damn it. Even though I'm sure many of you are aware of what Mothman is. I'm sure most of you know, but if not, we're going to head on over to, guess what? Wikipedia. Yeah, it's my favorite. And I'm going to give a little intro for what Mothman is. In West Virginia folklore, the Mothman is a creature reportedly seen in the Point Pleasant area from November 15th, 1966, all the way to December 15th, 1967. The first newspaper report was published in the Point Pleasant Register, dated November 16, 1966, titled, Couples See Man-Sized Bird. Creature? Something. I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
A man, a bird, a plane, whatever that is.
Quick, get the BB gun.
Yeah, shoot that thing down. The national press soon picked up the reports and helped spread the story across the United States. The Mothman was introduced to a wider audience by Gray Barker in 1970, and was later popularized by John Keel in his 1975 book, The Mothman Prophecies. Dun dun dun, which I haven't read yet, but I hear it's quite good.
I've seen the movie, and I liked it, so there you go.
Yeah,
yeah. That might be a good subject for a review, too, by the way. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, bring back those huge-ass reviews.
The
fartometer, it's the best, I love it. But claiming that there were supernatural events related to the sightings and a connection to the collapse of the Silver Bridge. The book was later adapted in a 2002 film starring Richard Gere. An annual festival in Point Pleasant is devoted to the Mothman legend. So they just throw an annual festival to commemorate this creature that terrifies the shit out of them. That makes sense.
I wonder if they do a simulated bridge collapse and drowning and all that sort of thing.
Maybe.
People
Maybe
screaming from the water.
Help us, my man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, some like giant kite flies overhead.
Yeah. Look, it's Mothman! just throwing everybody off.
Yeah. All right. We head on over to southernliving.com.
Yeah.
The terrifying tale of West Virginia's legendary specter, the Mothman. Sightings of the winged creature are said to leave witnesses with a deep sense of dread. By Megan Overdeep, October 5, 2020.
Current. Okay.
In November 1966, grave diggers working in a cemetery in Clendenin, West Virginia, spotted a strange man-like figure in the trees above their heads. A few days later, two young couples from Point Pleasant reported being chased by a large creature with 10-foot wings whose eyes glowed red while driving near a former military munition site outside of town. Sightings of what area newspapers dubbed the Mothman continued throughout the next year, oftentimes leaving witnesses with a deep sense of dread. Many locals believe the Mothman lived in a vacant nuclear power plant outside Point Pleasant. Perhaps the escaped product of some secret government experiment.
You know what it made me think of is the movie The Fly.
Yeah.
You know where the fly and the man get
Brundle Fly.
Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mothman's just a bastardized version of the fly.
Yeah, he's basically Jeff Goldblum trying to make some extra cash.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. The sightings came to an abrupt halt in December 1967, however, after a horrific tragedy in Point Pleasant. The Silver Bridge, which carried U.S. Route 35 over the Ohio River, collapsed under the weight of heavy rush hour traffic, killing 46 people. Coincidence? The fact that the collapse was later attributed to a faulty suspension chain didn't stop the conspiracy theories. In 1975, writer John Keel wrote a book titled The Mothman Prophecies, linking the bridge collapse with the Mothman sightings. In it, Keel suggested the sightings were actually bad omens about the impending bridge collapse.
Impending doom.
In 2002, the book was turned into a movie starring Richard Gere and Laura Linney. And the spooky West Virginia legend exploded onto the national stage.
I like how it has exploded after you've hit the fart button. It exploded!
Yeah. The small town of Point Pleasant fully embraced its most famous resident, welcoming the annual Mothman Festival in 2002, installing a 12-foot metallic statue of the creature with life-size penis, and opening the Mothman Museum and Research Center in 2005!
Exhilarating.
Boy, I got it all going on in this one. There is no way to truly determine what exactly haunted the skies of Point Pleasant in the mid-60s. Some credit the sightings to the migration of sandhill cranes, while others believe that it was a large owl that wasn't native to the area.
Maybe a velociraptor, perhaps.
Yeah, hey, you never know. It could be pterodactyl, anything up there.
Yeah. Cool.
Though Mothman sightings have decreased significantly since the 1960s, photos of a Mothman-like creature taken by a man driving through Point Pleasant made headlines in 2016. The Mothman has also been spotted in Chicago in recent years, leading some to believe that he's relocated to the Windy City.
Great.
That was Mandy, by the way.
Just passing gas.
That's the last thing she wants to hear, by the way. Just saying.
Yeah, I don't want Mothman all up in my space, man. That's not cool.
Back over to you, Mandy.
Thanks, Hugh. That was great. So now going back to Wikipedia.org, we're just playing, ping pong over here. Wikipedia.org. Back to the very same article from Wikipedia.org that I was reading previously. According to Georgian newspaper, Svobodna Gruzia.
Well, I'm glad you tried that.
Yeah. Russian UFOlogists. Yeah. Claim that Mothman sightings in Moscow foreshadowed in 1999 Russian apartment bombings. Ooh. In 2016, WCHS-TV published a photo purported to be of Mothman, taken by an anonymous man while driving on Route 2 in Mason County, West Virginia. Science writer Sharon A. Hill proposed that the photo showed a bird, perhaps an owl, carrying a frog or a snake away. I need to look up that photo. I want to see what she saw.
Yeah.
and wrote that there is zero reason to suspect it is the Mothman as described in legend. There are too many far more reasonable explanations. That is just written weird. I get tongue twisters. I'm going to look up that picture real quick. Let's see.
It is very strange.
Have you seen the picture?
No.
Oh.
I'm just basing my guess on nothing, really.
I want to see the Mothman. Mothman. Mothman images. It's mainly just... Oh, I see it.
Where is it?
That does look freaking weird. I just looked up Mothman on Google. Man photographs creature that resembles legendary Mothman of West Virginia. You know what? In different angles, it looks like an owl. I'm just going to say it. That looks like an owl, folks. I mean...
Let me see.
Yeah, that looks like an owl. I mean, it could be a giant... I mean, it could be a giant hawk or something, a falcon. I don't know. I see giant birds over here in the Chicagoland area, and they're... Like, I look up, I'm like, is that an eagle? Because they're
the hell
large.
Is that?
It does look like it has something in its feet. Like, it could be a snake or something. But in another picture, that clearly is an owl. That's an owl. I mean, I'm not saying I don't believe in Mothman.
That third picture up there is an owl.
Yeah,
for sure.
It looks like it's just at a different angle.
But
like
the other ones have, like, ears sticking up and...
Eh, maybe.
Different things.
Could just be perception based on what you're looking at.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Now, if you look down a little ways and... Where is that picture I just saw? It was kind of creepy looking, a green thing.
Green thing, huh? Where?
Yeah. Where is
it? I like how nobody can watch what we're doing right now. They can just hear it. Hear us being
dipshits. Just listen to our brilliant play-by-play.
Yeah, as we're fumbling over it. I mean, most of it's just artificial drawings, like digital drawings or paintings of Mothman. And then there's some picture of an actual, what a dragon would look like. Nine Best, the Mothman prophecy something. There's a lot of pictures online, everybody. If you guys want to look just Mothman in Google and search it, there's
tons there's of this weird looking thing, and it says the legend of Mothman.
Yeah.
It's the dailybeast.com.
Dailybeast.
That is, that's kind of a hideous green-looking bald-headed fart kind of thing.
A bald-headed fart. Well, that sounds enticing. Yeah. Thanks. Oh, I see it. Yeah.
There he is.
Looks like he's getting a snoot full of some ass.
Something's going on.
He just got a big whiff of huge ass's ass all up in his face. He's not.
And he's digging it.
Yeah. Looks like a creature from the movie The Descent. That's what that looks like. Or the movie Don't Be Afraid.
Yeah,
of the
it doesn't look real,
Toro.
Like a real photo, but
yeah,
it is creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy. I feel like people, that could be a snippet from some horror movie and people just posted saying, look, Mothman, you know, when it's literally just makeup for a movie. But, I mean, that's all I got to say about Mothman. That pretty much encapsulates the story behind Mothman. Maybe we should find somebody who lives down in West Virginia. If we have any listeners over there, hi, how you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, we should have them on the show, like real life experience living in West Virginia. Have you met Mothman? Do you believe in Mothman? Have you seen Mothman? Tell me more about Mothman.
Has he ever crapped in your yard?
Yeah, have you ever gotten like pooped on by some massive creature you just can't identify where it came from?
That to me would be the most frightening part of Mothman.
When it's snowing outside,
them flying around up there taking a dump on people. Yeah.
It's the worst. But, I mean, with that said, we've dived all kinds of deep into Mothman. Balls deep into Mothman. But now that we've dived all kinds of deep into Mothman, let's dive even deeper into those closing statements. Whee! If you love our show and want to help support the dark cause, then please consider leaving us a rating and review on Apple iTunes. Or, you know, wherever else you can leave reviews, because there's a lot of other places. I just don't remember them all, so my apologies. Your reviews are what helps our show get noticed more easily and helps other listeners find our show a bit more quickly. So it definitely helps everybody out. It's a win-win for everybody. And by leaving a 5-star review, you'll also get one of our awesome stickers. You know, as I say ad nauseum, get it. You want a sticker? You're going to get it. You're going to get it by leaving a review. No other way, damn it.
Yep.
But when you send us a screenshot of your review so we know you actually did submit one, we'll send you a sticker. You know, just send us your info. You know, your social security.
Can't beat that.
Your email, your address. No, I'm just kidding. We're not creeps. Just let us know where to send it. It can be a P.O. box, it can be wherever. We'll send it to you in the mail. You get your sticker, you know. Woohoo for everybody. But yeah, free stickers. Can't go wrong with that. But to top that off, to go even further, there's more. If you really love the pod and want to shower us with even more dark love, then consider joining us over on our Patreon and becoming a member of our Dark Abyss. You'll not only get additional content every week, but you'll also get a ton of other incentives that are exclusive to our patrons. That's right. Nobody on this free platform will hear any of those episodes unless you become a patron. Because we make special content for our patrons because they're special. They're very special to us. They mean a lot to us. You guys do too, don't get me wrong. I don't hate any of you. You're all my special little peeps. But patrons obviously have a special place in my heart. People probably just signed off already. They're like, well, she shut the F up. I'm getting tired of this. But yeah, no, I mean, if you guys want access to additional content, you get exclusive merch, exclusive giveaways we'll throw in there. You know, there's just a whole lot of other things you can get that you just won't get from the free platform. So there's that. If you're interested, check out our Patreon down below. Link's down there. Just give it a little peek. It means a lot to us. But with that said, that's all for this week's episode, folks. Thanks again for tuning in to the Depth of Darkness. And until next time, bye.
Bye.
Some cars are comfy on the inside, but don't have power on the outside. And some cars have the horsepower, but none of the comfort. I used to think there weren't any cars that were the total package. But that all changed when I got my Honda SUV. It's rugged and sophisticated. And right now, Honda has deals on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, you name it. So if you're looking for a car that's the total package, the only place you'll find it is at your local Honda dealer. Hurry before they're all gone.
The been thinking about McDonald's all day, can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.